has the show on her schedule, and she'll be here next week. My engineer is Joe Clement. I'm Barbara Bernstein. We're going to go out with some music by the band. Thanks for listening.
Corn in the fields, and listen to the rice when the wind blows across the water. King harvest is surely come. I work for the union, 'cause she's so good to me.
It's one of the world's most evocative substances. To many people, it represents the essence of life, a religious sacrament, a gift from the gods. But to me, it embodies the past. Because inside this tiny crimson drop is the greatest history book ever written.
The JHS 13th Annual Multicultural Film Festival is proud to present The Journey of Man on Tuesday, May 13th at the North Portland Neighborhood Library at 6 p.m. The North Portland Neighborhood Library is located at 512 North Killingsworth Street. That's The Journey of Man at 6 p.m. at the North Portland Neighborhood Library on May 13th. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is a little after 11, and up next is Health Watch with Dr. David Naiman. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Redirect Guide, committed to promoting progressive regional businesses based upon the values of sustainability, localism, and social justice. Complete business directory and resource guide at redirectguide.com.
The purpose of this program is not to prescribe a treatment to individuals. Listeners should consult their healthcare practitioner before attempting any treatment.
Good morning and welcome to Health Watch. I'm Dr. David Naiman, your host. Today's guest, Dr. Alejandro Younger, is the New York Times bestselling author of Clean and Clean Gut. Dr. Younger completed his training in internal medicine at New York University Hospital and his fellowship in cardiology at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City. And he's the founder of Clean, a wellness company that helps people live healthier lives by guiding them through targeted programs. He's back on Health Watch today to talk about his newest book, Clean Eats, which just hit the New York Times bestseller list, a comprehensive plan towards optimizing your health, whether you suffer from digestive problems, anxiety, or unwanted pounds. Welcome back to Health Watch, Dr. Alejandro Younger.
Thank you. Good to be here with you.
So, Dr. Younger, let's start with your personal story. You share in the book how you came around to finding cleansing and detoxification and certain ways of approaching food to be really important, not just for you, but for your patients.
Yeah, listen, I was always very busy studying and doing my internship and residency and fellowship. And it wasn't until I got sick myself that I had to stop in my tracks and rethink everything. Everything that I learned in medical school and in my training years, because what happened was, as I went to the doctor and became a patient myself, I was shocked at the approach, which is a pill for an ill, a pill for a symptom. And nothing that I was giving patients and that the doctors now were giving me, nothing was directed towards correcting the dysfunction, correcting what was going on that was not working. Everything was just killing symptoms. And that was such a shock to me that I took off and I started looking for a different solution for myself. I wasn't thinking of becoming a different kind of doctor. I was just trying to find a different kind of doctor. And that took me around the world and back to the United States, where I found or stumbled upon the concepts and practices of cleansing and detoxification and was able to completely eliminate all my symptoms, but even beyond. I even looked and felt 10 years younger. And that's what led me to try to really fully understand these processes And then many others, as seen from a functional medicine point of view and not from the way that I was trained. And that's what I'm writing about these days.
So you ended up, after seeing good personal results, putting a lot of people on cleansing programs and detoxification programs. But then you were finding that a lot of the people wanted to know what to do when they were done with their 21-day cleanse, how to carry that forward into their life. And the Clean Eats, your latest book, is one of the results of that?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I was putting people on cleanses and detox programs, and then by the end, everybody would ask me, you know, how do I keep this up? And really the only answer, or the biggest answer, because there's many aspects of it, but the biggest part of it is what you eat and what you don't eat. So in medical school, I never learned one single class. I never attended one single class that showed me how a good nutritional plan translated into dishes in the kitchen, because that's what you have to give people. You can't give people fish. You have to teach them how to go fishing. And this is the same thing. You can't just give people a menu to order things or shakes or whatever. You have to teach them how to cook and how to prepare meals for themselves. And that's what Clean Eats is about.
So you use the term clean eating in this book, but you say that clean eating is not a list of foods to eat and not a list of foods not to eat, and that it isn't really a diet or even a strict diet. It's actually a way of thinking. Can you explain that to our listeners a little bit?
Yeah. The concept of clean eating basically is individualized. You have to find out what works for you, what foods work for you, and what foods don't work for you. I always tell my patients that, in a way, at the beginning, it's more important to learn what not to eat than to know what to eat. So that is the basis of the elimination diet. But we give the elimination diet to everybody the same. Now, afterwards, after they start getting better, and they start feeling better, they start reintroducing some of the foods that were not allowed, and they start seeing how those foods work for them. So everybody starts identifying their own toxic trigger foods, the foods that don't work for them for whatever reason. And clean eating is basically eating whole foods as you find them in nature, which is really how nature intended us to eat, like the rest of the animals. So whole foods minus your toxic triggers, because even whole foods can be toxic trigger for certain people. For example, tomatoes are great for a lot of people, but for some people, they trigger a certain reaction that makes psoriasis worse, or you know, nightshades can light up a little bit of the inflammatory responses in people with arthritis. So foods that can be really good for somebody may be a toxic trigger for somebody else, and everybody has to find out what those toxic triggers are for themselves. So eating whole foods and avoiding your personalized toxic triggers, that is what clean eating is about.
And Dr. Junger, you say that food is not just calories, but information also. So can you talk about that in relationship to the clean eating approach? What do you mean particularly about food being information?
Well, the food that you eat, if you look at how nature designs things, the food that you eat is really the environment. You know, animals are eating their environment, plants, fruits, other animals, right? So when these foods, you put them into your body, you break them down into little pieces and they go into your bloodstream, the presence of certain nutrients, the absence of certain other nutrients will actually inform your cells, your DNA, you know, what kind of terrain you're in and what kind of season there is and if there's enough nutrients or not for you to thrive, and the cells will respond accordingly. They will turn genes on and off in order to respond to whatever you're putting in. So food is really information, and there's a whole new science that studies this, which is called epigenetics, which is the study of how food influences our genetic expression.
Dr. Younger, we're going to invite Per and Joe into the studio so people can find out how to get a copy of Clean Eats, and we'll be back with you in a couple minutes.
It's real easy. You call 877-500-5266 and make a $60 pledge, and the book is yours.
You know, it's a really good-looking book with lots of good-looking recipes, lots of cleanses that are absolutely pleasant. You know, you don't have to eat ground rocks or something. It really is very good. It's a very beautiful book, very informative, lots of great recipes. But more important than that, this is KBOO, and you want us to keep going. You want to hear from doctors. You want to hear from people who know about almost everything that's important to you. You want to have progressive radio. And in order to do that, you have to make a contribution now to KBOO, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, or online, kboo.fm.
That's the way to do it, folks, or come on down. Somebody came down just a minute ago at 20 Southeast 8th and contributed, so you can do that. Come and see us here, see our modest little studio, see where your money is going. It's going for things like our boardroom. It pays our phone bills. You know, when we interview these people, they may be all around the world, but, you know, so we have to, they don't pay to call us, we pay to call them.
You know, and we want to thank Zarina.
Oh, okay.
Which is a cool name in and of itself.
Yes, all right.
And you know, we want to remind you that what we're doing here is really for you and about you and for a better world.
Where's she from? She's from Portland, a renewing member from Portland.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Okay, here's the deal. Right now, before you do anything else, grab your phone or, you know, whatever you do with your phone and punch in 877-500-5266.
Somebody
that's 877-500-5266. Make a contribution right now. You can get this book for what, $60?
I think a $60.
It's a really nice book. Very pretty pictures and everything. KBOO.fm also works.
Yes, come on down, and you know, this is a unique station. There's we're the old.
Boy, is it unique!
It's not semi-unique. It is unique.
Unique is often misused. You know, but we are unique.
We've been around for 46 years. There's no other community station, independent community station, is older than us. And have you ever been to a town where they don't have community radio? You can tell the difference. So give us a call, 877-500-5266 or KBOO.fm. Do it now. Keep all this good programming coming your way.
877-500-5266.
We're talking today to Dr. Alejandro Younger about his latest book, Clean Eats, A Comprehensive Plan Towards Optimizing Your Health, whether you suffer from digestive problems, anxiety, or unwanted pounds. Dr. Younger, you mentioned epigenetics, and in Clean Eats, you talk about genes being the hardware and food being the software. How does that relate to epigenetics in your mind?
Listen, our genes are there to tell our cells what to do, you know, like make a leg or make your hair grow or whatever, but also to direct adaptation and survival mechanisms, because that's really what all that our bodies know how to do. It's to adapt and survive. There is no information on how to get sick. So what we see as diseases today are just adaptation and survival mechanisms of our cells. And what are our cells adapting and surviving? Our circumstances. And a huge part of that is what we eat. So the food that we eat is telling your body what mechanisms, what processes in the cells to accelerate, to start, to stop. So literally, food is turning your genes on and off. And that's what I mean.
So one of the things that I really appreciate about the book is the ways in which you contextualize things to make changes in one's habits simpler and easier. And one of them is you start out talking about the importance of just focusing on mastering 5 healthy meals. Can you talk a little more about why you came up with that as the approach and some examples of what some of those meals might be?
You know, there are so many books out there with programs and you know, you have to do this and you have to do that, and many times it's overwhelming. People can't really do, you know, they barely can do one thing, even less so many things. So what I tell people is to go slowly and to master one meal at a time. You know, first you start with breakfast, and a good example of a breakfast would be a really nutrient-filled smoothie. So that's because a liquid meal in the morning is easier to digest. It can provide a lot of nutrients in a way that's not heavy. So you know, you don't spend the rest of the morning digesting, which is usually the most productive part of people's days. So it's easy to prepare. So a lot of people that do one of my programs or just, you know, use my ideas to get better, they do that. They replace one meal a day with a liquid meal. And the best one to do is usually breakfast. So you master your breakfast. You come up with a combination or with a number of smoothies that you can vary and you can, or ingredients that you can add. You know, I never make this same smoothie twice. I use whatever I have, and then I have a bunch of things that I add on, like spirulina and almond butter and dates to make it sweeter, and Jerusalem artichoke powder, pomegranate powder. I mean, I have all these. Superfoods that I add a little bit of into my smoothies, so I supercharge them with nutrients. And you know, so you've mastered the breakfast, and then you go on to lunch, and then and so on and so forth.
And presumably, if you have 5 foundational meals, like you said, you could vary them and make them into 15 just from those basic meals.
Exactly.
So when you look at the Clean Eats recipes, there are icons next to each of the recipes, and two of them are, one of them's entitled Cleanse and another one's entitled Gut. Can you explain what a recipe is when it has one of those icons next to it?
Yeah. For the general public that has never even tried any of my programs, you know, you can just start and ignore those icons. Those icons are for people that want to fine tune a little bit according to what, you know, what I've been finding that it really helps. So my first book, called Clean, is about cleansing and detoxification. How to enhance the already existing cleansing and detoxification processes, organ systems in the body, how to support them nutritionally. And it focuses on doing that. My second book, Clean Gut, is about gut repair. And of course, there's crossover between gut repair and detoxification, because when you do a gut repair program, you have to enhance your detoxification abilities. And when you do a detoxification program, there is going to be some gut repair as a consequence. But there's ways to really orient towards one or the other. So the icons on the recipes are these clean recipes, or are these clean gut compatible recipes? So are these recipes compatible with the cleanse that I talk about, or are these recipes compatible with the gut repair program that I talk about? And they are different, because, for example, many of the grains that are allowed, the non-glutinous grains that are allowed while you are on a cleanse, are better avoided if you're on a gut repair program, because they're a little harder to digest. And when you're in a gut repair program, you want to enhance that aspect of things. So how does that translate into the recipe? Well, if you are on a cleanse recipe, or cleanse compatible recipe, you could probably have quinoa. If you're in a gut repair compatible recipe, you will be better avoiding it. And there's many other things that are different about them.
So, Dr. Younger, once again, we're going to invite Joe and Per into the studio to talk about how people can get a copy of Clean Eats and renew or become a member of KBOO.
You know, I'm looking at this book, and it's great. It looks good. I cook a lot. The recipes sound wonderful. I think it's a marvelous opportunity. Now, $60, is that right?
I think so. That's real easy. That's like $5 a month.
Yeah, you know, make a $60 contribution. You throw the book in. The book is priced almost at that. You really want to do this. You want to do this not just because of the great books and the great premiums we're offering, but because KBOO offers you so much information that's so useful, so much political fact, so much cultural information, so much history, and so much great music. Won't you, right now, without further ado, make a commitment, do the job, make us happy, make yourself happy, make the station proud, and make this enterprise continue on. Well, gee, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And here's Law Pens in Aurora, who's renewing a membership. That's great. 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM.
Or 20 Southeast 8th. Come on down here to our station. See our state-of-the-art equipment, our state-of-the-art announcers.
Our state-of-the-art everything.
Yes.
We are so state, our art is really stateless. What? No. Clean Eats is the book.
That's the name of the book.
Contribution. It's really a beautiful book.
It is. It's got a nice little appetizing avocados and asparagus, good food, piece of salmon here on the cover. That'll make a nice lunch. If we had a lunch, that's the kind of lunch I'd like to have.
Lunch would be good, really good. That would be a very good thing. But that is not what you need to worry about. What you out there need to understand is that we exist on your support.
We need to pay our bills.
And that's how we pay our bills. 877-500-5266. Stay healthy, stay wise, stay with KBOO. 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM.
It'd be nice if PGE would take our pledges or take our good thoughts, you know.
Nah,
but they don't. They want money.
We're kind of stuck.
We're kind of stuck in the money economy. That's why we ask you for money.
Well, in fact, that's what we're doing. And you know, because you're listening to this station, the value of its programming. You know that our health programming is really good. That what we're doing is practical and useful advice for people just like you. So, if you support us at all, this is a good time to make a contribution. Three times a year, we come to you begging and whining for money. We don't enjoy the process, but it's necessary. We're sacrificing our time so that you don't have to sacrifice yours. Won't you make a contribution? 877-500-5266.
Give us a call. Come on down and see us. There's lots of easy ways to make your pledge. You can do it on the electronic transfer.
Electronic money transfer.
Is automatically deducted for goes from your account into our account. All you got to do is sit back and get your bank statements and see that it's, you know, you can
it's
stop
safe.
It any time you want. Any amount you want is all up to you. It's your choice.
Yes, KBOO.FM is the other way to do things so that you don't need to talk to anybody if you're shy. Or come on in, speaking of not shy, and see the classic Palace of Culture that is KBOO, 20 Southeast 8th
Avenue. Don't stain the marble floors, though, please. Roller skating on the floor.
Yeah, don't use the gold toilet seats. We're saving them for special people.
Okay.
Never mind.
We'll not pursue that anymore.
877-500-5266.
Give us a call. Our engineer is doing funny things with his
hands. Funny motions. 877-500-5266.
Okay, keep on going, folks. Keep on going. Keep on giving us money. Make our phones ring.
Ring.
Give us, come on.
Blah. Yeah, come on. We need your support. 877-500-5266.
When words fail, you go blah.
Make us happy. Make yourself happy. Make the station continue on for years to come. Mm-hmm. Make a contribution today. And for $60, you get Clean Eats, which is a very cool book.
It looks like a good book. I like to cook myself. There's lots of nice, easy recipes in
easy,
there.
Easy, easy is
things
the
you
word.
Can, you know, nothing that takes a whole lot of preparation ahead of time. So it's...
877-500-5266, KBOO.FM. And that's all it is.
We're talking today with Dr. Alejandro Younger, the author of Clean Eats. Dr. Younger, as you heard, it's our membership drive here at KBOO, and there's a lot of talk about money. And I know a lot of times when people are reading new diets and looking at changing their diets, there's always the question of affordability. Can you talk about whether people should anticipate having to spend more money on their food in order to make some of these changes, or whether it really isn't an issue in this case?
Well, if you want the easy way, it's going to cost you a little more money. If you're going to go just to the supermarket that sells organic food and buy that, at the moment, it's a little more expensive. But it doesn't have to be, because you can go to your local farmer's market and you can organize yourself and get everything you need there. And you know, sometimes to get a farm be certified organic takes a process and inspections and all kinds of things. But there's many local vendors in your local farmer's market that don't have the official approval, but they are organic in essence because they don't use any chemicals. So you can just go there and ask them and establish a relationship with your with the people that, you know, that provide you one of the most important things in your life, which is your food, which is what you're made of. And when you do it that way, it's not more expensive.
Yeah, and you made an interesting point in the book about places like Whole Foods, which have a reputation of being very pricey. But if you aren't buying a lot of the packaged processed foods there, but are actually buying the produce, that you won't be spending that much more money.
Yeah, and listen, in my opinion and in my personal life, I try to avoid packaged foods at all, completely. Because in order for something to be in a jar, in a can, in a tube, in a box, in a bag, they have to have chemicals. Preservatives, conservatives, then coloring agents, smelling agents, texturizing agents, all kinds of chemicals that are put there with nothing of the intention of making you healthier or giving you any nutrients. They're just part of the business of making food in packages. And I don't even call it food. I call it edible products or products that we eat, because some of them are really inedible. We just eat them anyway.
So in Clean Eats, you've talked about toxic triggers, which aren't necessarily junk food, which you're having people remove, but possibly healthy food that isn't going to work for some people. And Clean Eats is also a book that has recipes that avoid entirely dairy and gluten. Are you looking at dairy and gluten as toxic triggers that are toxic triggers for everybody, or is there some other reason why you would not have those foods?
I base my philosophies and my practices on mostly my experience as a doctor and the experience of many other doctors that I know personally and I talk to. And I actually go to their offices and hang out with them and know their patients, and you know, I have a network of doctors that I relate to, that I learn from, that I share things with, and it is my experience. What I see out there is that dairy and gluten are huge toxic triggers for so many people, and even people that feel good. When they say, you know what, I want to try a cleanse or whatever, and they go off dairy and gluten, they feel even better than they thought even possible. Sometimes they think there's nothing wrong with them, and when they go off dairy and gluten, they realize, oh, wow, whatever I was feeling that I was attributing to the wear and tear of, you know, my age and life is actually not really so. It was it was a negative effect or a toxic effect of dairy and or gluten or a combination of both. So I take them off entirely.
So I would imagine if people are discovering this in a cleanse, that it's something that a lot of people could discover within a couple weeks.
Listen, most people can discover it within a couple of days, really. If you go off gluten and dairy for just a couple of days, and you are one of the persons for which gluten and dairy are toxic triggers, you're going to start feeling the difference in a couple of days.
Yeah, that's interesting. So that would be a motivation for a lot of people having results so quickly to find out about some of these possible invisible trouble foods.
That's exactly right.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the foods that are some of your favorite foods. I know one of the foods that shows up over and over again in Clean Eats is coconut, both as coconut oil, coconut butter, and coconut milk. Why do we keep seeing coconut show up in all of these recipes, other than the fact that it tastes good?
Listen, it's not that coconut is one of my favorite foods. Really, my favorite foods are vegetables and fruits. But I'm trying to get people to find healthy substitutes for unhealthy things that they use commonly. I mean, everybody has to use oil for cooking, for baking, for dressing salads, right? So there's healthy options and unhealthy options, and it just happens to be that coconut oil, it's great for cooking. Coconut water is great for drinking and for making smoothies and many other things. And so that's really why you see coconut a lot.
So what would be some of the oils that are commonly used for cooking that we should be avoiding?
Well, you know, if you're going to cook with heat, most oil, even coconut oil, it ends up not being completely healthy, right? So the healthiest option is coconut oil. But if you're going to use it for dressings and things like that, you know, we used to use canola oil and other highly processed or hydrogenated oils. Those we would do better avoiding, and using instead more natural things like olive oil, and making sure that if you use olive oil, it's cold pressed and it's unfiltered, and those are the healthiest options.
And what are your thoughts on the latest reconsideration of saturated fats? I know we've heard this for decades, that saturated fats are not good for us, even if we're eating a higher fat diet. But now it seems to be that we're looking back at the research and that perhaps the data doesn't point there.
Listen, I wait for research to clarify things for a longer time than pick up things immediately, you know. So there was so much evidence that hydrogenated oils were part of the pro-inflammatory system, or influence, and that they were not so good. Because right now there's a reconsideration, I don't go running starting to use them again. I'm using healthier options already, so why revisit until we have more evidence and make sure that we're not jumping into conclusions?
Oh, just to clarify, I didn't mean hydrogenated fats. I meant just saturated fats in general. So like, for instance, coconut oil being a saturated fat, which you recommend for cooking because it resists the heat.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't even remember what your question was.
Oh, it's just that it seems to me that we're the scientific community used to say saturated fats were bad for us. And it seems now that we're starting to reconsider, maybe there really isn't evidence that saturated fat is as bad as we thought.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So tell us a little bit about your thinking process in terms of meats and fish and eggs and what people should be looking for and when they're purchasing animal products for their diet.
You know, the thing about food is this. The rest of the animals in the planet don't have to think about food. Eating happens. And for some, it takes a little more effort. Like, you know, the lions have to go and chase it and hunt it down. And so, and for a lot of animals, it takes effort. But it just happens. You know, the food is provided, and animals know what they have to eat, and they don't eat what is not natural for them. We have lost that knowledge. So because of that, there's so many theories. Some people say humans should be vegetarians. Some people say, no, we're carnivores as well, because, you know, we have these sharp teeth, and we have these canine teeth and you know, to shred meat and things like that. My wife is a professor of anthropology, and she studies other cultures, and she's fascinated with primitive cultures, cultures that have not been polluted by the, you know, our modern technologically oriented civilization. So she spent a year in Brazil, in the Amazon, with the Xingu Indians, who are living like they were living for the last 5,000 years. And they eat some meat, they eat fish, and they eat certain birds that they hunt. But the thing is this, whatever fish they eat or whatever birds they hunt it themselves. They are animals that are living in the wild, you know, the wild-caught fish and wild-caught birds. They're nothing like the fish that we farm or the birds that we raise in cages that never see the day of or the light of the day or the sun, and that are fed in an unnatural way, so they get inflamed, and because of that, they're given antibiotics and hormones, antibiotics to prevent them from getting infected, so that they don't waste, you know, they don't lose money, and hormones to fatten them faster. And we do that with chickens and with cows and so on. And the fish that we farm, they, you know, they're very unnaturally fed as well. So if you are going to eat these things, and I eat them myself, I make sure that the fish is wild caught, the beef is, you know, the meat is grass fed and range free or even wild.
And then with the fish, are you also eating lower on the food chain in terms of overfishing, like eating smaller fish like sardines, or is that not necessarily a concern?
The concern with the size of the fish is that the bigger the fish, the more accumulated toxins they have themselves. Because small fish eat a little bit of toxins, and I'm talking about mercury and things like that. But once you start getting bigger fish that eat tons of small fish, the bioaccumulation of toxins gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's one of the reasons to avoid the bigger fish. Of course, there's other reasons, you know, because right now, for example, tuna has become so popular in the world because of sushi restaurants. That, I mean, there's even a TV show about catching tuna called Wicked Tuna, and they're extinguishing these animals, and they're going to change a whole ecological system. So that's one reason to beware of you know, catching wild fish in mass numbers. But when I talk about it, I don't talk about the political or the or the environmental impact of these things, even though I'm aware and I study them and I try to be an activist for those things as well. I'm a doctor and I talk about medicine, I talk about your body, and that's what I mostly understand, even though I don't fully understand, but that's what I'm dealing with. And when I'm talking about the fish size and where you catch it, and I'm mostly concerned about the toxins that you're being exposed to.
Well, Dr. Younger, we're going to invite Joe and Per back in the studio again, and people can find out how they can get a copy of Clean Eats and also become a member of KBOO.
Hey, we've been looking at that book. It's just full of nice recipes and everything. It's making us real hungry, waiting
hungry.
For lunch here.
Hungry. We're hungry. We're hungry for knowledge. We're hungry for power. We're hungry for fairness. We're hungry for justice. We know you are, too, and we know that's why you want to contribute. If you haven't already, or if you want to do it again, this is the time. Contribute to KBOO, 877-500-5266. Let me just repeat that number, 877-500-5266, or online, kboo.fm.
Or 20 Southeast 8th. Come on down and see us. Maybe share a lunch with us or have a cup of coffee with us.
Well, you know,
see where your money is going.
I'm 6'2". I'm tan, but not too tan. I have beautiful blue eyes. It's quite a sight.
Oh, I thought it was George Clooney sitting here. I guess.
Oh,
not.
Wait. Oh, I guess I'm not George Clooney. 877-500-5266.
Or KBOO.FM.
I'm not George Clooney?
I don't think so.
Functioning under an illusion all these years?
Oh, well.
How do I?
KBOO dispels illusions.
Yes, it does. 877-500-5266. KBOO.FM. Don't you be deluded. Don't you suffer from illusion. Let's get to reality and realize the real value of this station and make a contribution right now. 877-500-5266.
For a $60 pledge, you can get a copy of that book, Clean Eats.
Beautiful book.
It is. It's got recipes and pictures, and it's got all kinds of information in
there. So much healthiness, it'll make you sick.
Live forever, yes. But it's then we do have other books besides from previous shows.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of...
stuff.
We have boxes, little cards that got little thank you gifts that the operators can tell you all about.
You wouldn't believe the amazing choices we have. 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM.
That's a number that gets you to all this universe of wonderful stuff.
Yeah, and you can see me, who I seem to think I'm 6'2" and tan, but not too tan, with nice blue eyes.
You wouldn't recognize him.
No, you surely wouldn't. All right, 877-500-5266.
Come on,
Pear down. Here is, you know, he's 6'7".
No, I'm 5'2" and about 285 pounds.
Oh, never mind. 877-500-5266.
That's a number that's the number to call. We have people waiting to hear from you.
Eager.
There's lots of easy ways of making your pledge come true. It's... you can do the electronic funds transfer, which is the easiest of all. You just kind of sit back and let it happen. You give any amount you want, and you stop it anytime you want. You are a member until you say, no, I don't want to be a member anymore, which you hope will never happen.
But you can
do that. Yes, it's very, very easy.
877-500-5266. Don't hesitate. Do it now.
People have been calling, but not enough. We need more callers. We need more. We need more love and attention, folks. That's what we want down here. We give you good information all year round. Three times a year, we come and ask for a little help paying our bills, like our phone bill, our electric bill, and equipment repair.
877-500-5266.
That should do it.
We're talking today with Dr. Alejandro Younger, the author of Clean Eats, a comprehensive plan towards optimizing your health, whether you suffer from digestive problems, anxiety, or unwanted pounds. Dr. Younger, a lot of listeners maybe are listening and they're thinking, you know, I don't have a digestive problem. I don't need to change my diet. But you talk a lot about how gut health is really central to a lot of our general health that is even unrelated to the gut itself, and that the gut isn't just the digestive tract. Can you talk a little bit about why it's so important to deal with this aspect of our lives, even if our situation is knee pain or psoriasis and it's not a digestive problem?
Well, health and disease start in the intestines. Our intestines are to our body like the roots of a plant are to a plant, and the food is to our body like the soil is to a plant. Now, any gardener knows that if you have a plant that's not thriving, you don't waste your time on the leaves and the fruits and the flowers. You go directly to the roots and the soil, where you find most of the problems that end up showing as problems in the trunk and the leaves and the flowers. The same findings I find with patients when I see skin problems or allergies or eczema or things like that, or autoimmune diseases or depression. Usually I find the root of the problem in the gut. And what I call the gut is not only the intestines, but also the huge nervous system that lives within and around the intestines, which is bigger. If you clamp it up into a ball, the ball will be bigger than the ball of nervous cells within your skull. And not only in size, but bigger even in activity. For example, at any given point, a healthy person is producing 90% of the serotonin in their body within the neurons of the gut. Not the neurons in your brain or in your skull, inside your skull, in that brain, because around the gut there's another brain, right? We call it our second brain or our enteric nervous system. But a lot of the neurotransmitters, including serotonin, are produced more in the gut than in your skull. So, and there's also 80% of our immune system that lives within and around your intestines. And that's where the most transited border is between the inside and the outside of your body. So you know, all this immune system is there for a reason. It's there to protect foreign stuff from coming from the inside, from the outside to the inside. And where is most of that foreign stuff? It's inside your intestines. It's the food that you're digesting and the organisms that are living in your gut. The thing is, it's more complex than we really think. And you may not be having overtly or obvious digestive issues. You may be having an autoimmune disease or allergies or many, many, many other problems. And they may be originating in a dysfunctional gut.
And so in a strange way, you could think of the gut as part of, not only just part of our immune system, but also a second brain and a second liver.
Huge part of our immune system, huge part of our nervous system. And as you say, it's for example, it's a satellite liver, because 40% of the detoxification of toxins that we're exposed to happens actually in a healthy gut.
So what are some of the foods and clean eats that are particularly good for the gut? I'm guessing, but I know that you talk a lot about bone broths and also about bitter greens and wild greens. Are those some of the foods you would think of that would be particularly good for gut health and detoxification?
If you're lacking vitamin A, foods that contain vitamin A are going to be particularly good for you. If you're lacking fiber, foods that contain fiber are particularly good for you. So this question is also very individualized. Now, there are things that help the health of the gut in different ways, and I think of them more as supplemental foods or things, you know, that you do. Like, for example, aloe vera, marshmallow root, and licorice. All these things really promote the growth of the cells of the lining of your intestine and repair something called the leaky gut or hyperpermeable gut and things like that. So your question is really complex if you get into the nitty-gritty, right?
And would you recommend, or are you a proponent typically of fermented foods in general for people, or is that something that would be more specific for people with gut problems?
If you have gut problems, fermented foods are going to really accelerate healing. But if you don't have any gut problems, fermented foods are going to help you sustain that condition. So fermented foods are actually really good for everybody.
So Dr. Younger, we're going to again bring Joe and Pear back in the studio, and we'll come up and have your final thoughts on clean eats in a couple minutes.
All right.
Hey, you know, if you're paying attention, you're learning a lot about health. And if you're learning a lot about health, you must be listening to KBOO. And if you're listening to KBOO, you can't help but know that we're asking you for money. And this is your opportunity, unique and special.
That's right.
Really special.
Call 877-500-5266. Talk to one of our operators. They can tell you the easy way to contribute
smooth
your
operator.
Money.
Operator.
That's right. Or come on down and see us at 20 Southeast 8th between Burnside and Ankeny. Or if you're still home, you know, if you're still in bed, you know, with your computer.
Still in bed with your computer. Yeah, that is
kinda
perverse.
That sounds kind of weird.
That sounds
it?
Very sick.
Anyway, yes.
877-500-5266.
Don't know whether the phone or...
Never mind.
Okay, well...
877-500-5266.
That'll get you connected to KBOO.
Yeah, or, you know, on, since you do have a computer in bed there, KBOO.fm.
That's right. And then you look in the upper right-hand corner for a jar. Which may contain pickles or kielbasses or tips or whatever it is.
You are hung up on that jar.
You want to put money in that jar.
Put that money in the jar. $40, $60. You know, what do we want? How much money for the book, Cleanse Eats?
I think it's $60, I believe.
Yeah, it's really a good book. It's a beautiful book. And it's got good recipes. Now, I have earned a living cooking in my time.
Really?
And I can tell you, this works. This has got good recipes.
You tried the pomegranate lamb chops?
Pomegranate lamb chops.
That sounds really good. That's making you really hungry.
877-500-5266, KBOO.FM.
Give us a call right now. There are so many. You can put it on your credit card. You know, put that plastic to its highest use.
Tax deductible.
Yes, that's true. Ooh, people are doing it already.
Well, I think it's a wise thing to do. I think giving money to KBOO right now makes more sense than 9/10 of whatever else you might think of doing.
Better than the Pentagon.
Better than the Pentagon. 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM. Do it now. You can get the book. You can get all kind of good stuff. It's really in your interest.
One more call, and you'll have to get the shift supervisor. We'll have to pick up the phone.
Well, that's good. We'll make them work.
Give us another call.
877-500-5266.
Give us a call. We'll tell you some of the premiums we have besides these wonderful books, and we'll tell you ways
flash
that you
drives,
can contribute.
Oh, so many things.
That's right. We got this flash drive. It's got
lots of stuff.
The world's entire store of progressive information all in one little thing.
I'm going to wager you would, if you turned it on and went steadily through it, you'd probably get very old before you get finished with it. KBOO.FM, 877-500-5266.
Give us a call. You can put this on your electronic transfer, or you can just do it the old-fashioned way where we take the information, we send you a little reminder, and then you send us a check. You know, that's kind of a stately process, you know.
Could use.
It doesn't happen all at once, you know.
Yeah, actually, the $5 a month or $10 a
month—that's easy.
You never feel it. You never know it.
Mm-hmm.
It's your what does a latte cost today?
Oh, I don't know. $10?
Anyway, I don't know.
All it is coffee with milk in it, right?
Well, yeah, milk. 877-500. We could have soy milk. 877-500.
Coconut almond milk.
877-500.
How do you milk an almond?
5266. Slowly and carefully. 877-500-5266. You don't want those almonds getting angry, man. 877-500-5266. KBOO.FM. That's what it takes. That's what you do. And then you make us happy. You make yourselves happy. You get radio for the next foreseeable future.
You increase your knowledge.
Knowledge is good.
That's right. You know,
knowing is better than not knowing.
I mean, you may be in a world where the corporate structure is screwing you, but at least you want to know what's happening instead of being oblivious.
Well, there's that.
I guess maybe some people prefer being oblivious.
I like being oblivious. 877-500-5266.
You can't be oblivious of that phone number. Say it again.
It's 877-500-5266. Or come down here to the Palace of Culture, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
It's this little building with a little bench in front and bike racks and a nice mural and everything. You enter the door.
A mural.
KBOO.FM. And the receptionist will guide you in the back room here. This is where all the party's going on in the back room.
Too wild.
We want to thank some people here. We want to thank Rich, who is a new member from Tiger. Yes, okay. And Michael, another new member from Portland, who, let's see, He started a monthly deduction. Well, that's really good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a smart way of doing it. It really is the easy way of doing it.
And it keeps a steady cash flow so we don't get ahead of ourselves.
That's right. That's
or behind
right.
ourselves.
None of this feast or famine business.
We
you know?
Hate the head or behind. Help us now. Just call 877-500.
Help us be coherent.
Make me coherent. 877-500-5266.
Maybe there's some food in here that'll make you coherent.
KBOO.FM.
Black
make
olives, I don't know.
Make it happen.
877-500-5266.
Do it now.
We're back with Dr. Alejandro Younger, the author of Clean Eats. Dr. Younger, in our final minutes of the program today, you've mentioned in the book Clean Eats that you're donating 100% of the proceeds to charity. Can you talk a little bit about some of the charities that the proceeds from Clean Eats are going towards?
Yeah, the in the book, in the back cover, I talk about two of them, and then one was added after the printing. And the one that was added after the printing is my favorite one, you know. There was a spiritual teacher called Rudolf Steiner, who was very knowledgeable about many things, including biodynamic farming and building cities and many, many things. And once he was asked how he would stop war between humans, and he took a time to think about it, and as an answer to that, he came up with the Waldorf education, Waldorf schools, or Rudolf Steiner schools. And it's a very particular way of educating kids in which, you know, you for the first 7 years, you respect the wonder of and the magic of life, and you don't teach them how to read or write, or you don't let them watch media. And there's a lot of building and playing, and you know, it's really a comprehensive program, and it's an amazing thing. My kids go to a Waldorf school. And so now Waldorf decided to start planting schools in areas of conflict, starting with Palestine. So there's a project of building a Waldorf school in Palestine, and with the hope that it'll spread around and it'll end up impacting the situation in these conflicted areas in the world. And that's one of the charities. Then it is going to another charity called Vitamin Angels that provides essential vitamins, vitamin A and other vitamins to kids below the age of 5, in which if you provide some of these nutrients that are missing in their diets, you prevent a lot of problems in their health. And the third one is Health Corps, which educates kids about health and eating in schools around the country.
So,
and the reason why our three charities have to do with kids is because they're the future.
So, Dr. Younger, you mentioned at the beginning of the program that in conventional medical school, you get very little nutrition education. And we probably have listeners today who are seeing doctors who aren't able to give them sophisticated dietary information. And you mentioned that you do what's called functional medicine. So maybe we can just end the program with your thoughts on or explanation of what functional medicine is in case people want to find a functional medicine doctor.
Yeah, listen, you don't need to expect complex nutritional information from all your doctors. But if your doctor, your general practitioner, and your cardiologist, and, you know, most doctors, I would say, if they don't ask you what you eat, there's something wrong there. If they completely ignore or overlook this issue, there's something missing there, so beware. In functional medicine training, they teach you about nutrition and the importance of nutrition and how health and disease starts in the intestines and how the body has detoxification systems and things like that. So doctors that are trained in functional medicine are much more likely, and functional medicine has a way of training not only doctors but only healthcare practitioners like chiropractors and nutritionists and nurses and any healthcare practitioner. So if you go to their website, ifm.org, Institute of Functional Medicine, .org, you can find a functional medicine practitioner in your area. There's a click there that somewhere in the website that says find a functional medicine practitioner, and you just put in your zip code, and it'll tell you. And it'll tell you if they're doctors or chiropractors or nutritionists or homeopaths or whatever it is that they are, but also trained in functional medicine. Those are the doctors that are more likely to help you, your body, regain its natural ability to heal itself.
Well, Dr. Younger, it was a pleasure having you back on Health Watch today.
My pleasure.
We are talking today with Dr. Alejandro Younger, the author of the New York Times bestselling Clean Eats, which I believe is still available at the $60 pledge at 1-877-500-5266. Stay tuned for the rest of the Monday Morning Radio Zine.